Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Jason Utish. Did I say that
you
right?
You said it exactly right.
Oh, good. And Jason is a board member of the Chicago Street Theater in Valparaiso. He is also the co-chair of the artistic committee there. And gosh, you all do a lot of shows in any given year.
We do a ton of shows. And then for our 65th season coming up, I think we've got, what, 8, 9 shows?
Wow.
Yeah, we've got a lot. We actually have 10 shows, including our Teen Fest. So we're busy.
So your committee is the committee that selects the season?
Yes, we select the season each year. It's a long process, and it takes – we're actually planning right now the 2020 and 2021 season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a long time in advance. It's a long process because not only are we reading scripts, we are also trying to line them up with directors and seeing how feasible it is to do this show. Is this something mm-hmm. that people are going to want to see, or is it just something that we would like to see? Is it something that is doable in the little space that we have?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not going to do Les Miserables because we have a small little 130-seat auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to choose the shows that our audience appreciates and that are very practical and in our space.
Mm-hmm. The Chicago Street Theater is the popular name of Community Theater Guild.
Yes, it's formerly Community Theater Guild.
So you've gotten rid of that altogether.
We are no longer Community Theater Guild.
Okay, I will erase it from my memory.
Yes, erase it. Get it out of your head.
Yeah.
That's still the corporate entity, but it's now doing business as Chicago Street Theater.
I see.
And Chicago Street Theater is the name that it will be moving forward.
And your theater group, one of many community theater groups in Northwest Indiana, but one of the higher level in terms of quality and management and governance. You've won awards in community theater competitions throughout the state.
Mm-hmm. And throughout the world. Several years ago, we had competed in a competition that took us into Europe. So,
wow.
Thanks for the kind words. That's our goal, is to offer high-quality theater, but at a community theater price, if
mm-hmm.
you will. We like to pride ourselves on, for people who don't know, that we're all volunteers on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people will exit thinking that they're all professional actors.
Yeah. Well, that's just great.
Yeah.
And that reputation has been in place for quite some time now.
Yeah, absolutely. And for 65 years, this is our 65th season.
Yeah.
And every year, we get a whole new group of patrons, new audience members that are seeing us for the first time, which we're always happy to see. And of course, definitely appreciative of the loyal audience members as well.
Your current show is Toxic Avenger.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Well, Toxic Avenger was originally a movie that came out in the 80s. Very cult-like, over-the-top, violence, gory, silly kind of thing. Again, it had a cult following. It had a sequel. It had a cartoon series. It had a couple sequels, actually. And this is that story, but this is also a musical.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially a story of a guy who's been bullied his whole life, doesn't get the respect that he thinks he deserves. He falls into a toxic pit and then decides to wreak havoc on New Jersey. All in good, though. He only goes after the bad guys, and then trying to win back the love of his life, who is a blind librarian.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing with this particular show is that it's a small cast. So you've got Toxie is his character's name.
Mm-hmm.
You've got his girlfriend or his betrothed, and then you've got the other three actors, only three other actors, and they play multiple characters.
Mm-hmm.
Different genders, different types, different ages. And so it'll be a real treat for the audience to see not only the main two characters, but also all the remaining three actors come on and off stage playing different characters, different costumes, and hopefully trying to guess, now, wait a minute, was that person doing that, or are they doing this? So it'll be a fun time for everybody.
So this show runs through the 26th of October.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then what's after that?
So, if we could stick on Toxic Avenger just for a second, we also are bringing in Svengoolie. He will be coming in, I think it's October 12th, and so he'll come in. We have a big party, food, drink, and he'll sign autographs, take pictures, and all that sort of thing, too. So it's been an annual event. Always sells out very quickly with Svengoolie. So, yeah, that kind of...
He seems to be making Northwest Indiana a destination.
He does. He absolutely does. And this fits in right with this whole Svengoolie mantra, the culty, cheesy horror genre. But, yeah, after Toxic Avenger then goes into our Christmas season. This year we're doing two productions. We're doing a naughty and nice back-to-back type of shows. The first one is a Santaland Diaries. Mm-hmm. That's our naughty version. That's written by David Sedaris, comedian. It's essentially an out-of-work elf. It's a one-man play. And for those who saw it several years ago, it's the same actor doing the same. We're kind of reprising
and
that.
You liked him. He
wild
was
success. And he's going to be doing it again.
All right, we only have a couple seconds left, so what's the other one?
Next one.
What's the nice one?
Best Christmas Pageant Ever, based on the 1980s children's book, wildly popular then, and we're going to bring that back here and make that our family and nice production.
Nice. That is nice.
That is nice.
Good.
Very nice.
Well, I'm sure we'll have you back in the future, Jason, to tell us about more shows
Wonderful.
At Chicago Street Theater. Thanks for being here, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.